Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of healing, a very important subject, and we have talked about these principles of healing. We've talked about the fact that healing belongs to every single Christian that is born again, that it has been accomplished by the redemption on the cross, that now once we are right with God, now it is our right in Christ, and it is a part of the salvation of the Lord. It is a part now of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And you and I have authority over sickness and disease and over all the evil spirits. And remember that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Sickness and disease is oppression of the devil. And we also talked about the fact that God's will is for you to be healed. He's the Lord that healeth thee. He's the one who heals you of all of your diseases. Psalms 103, verse 3. It is His Word that's going to bring forth healing in your life. We also know the fact that it's His will for you to prosper and be in health, but it's even as thy soul prospers, means it's tied into your soul realm prosperity in life. Jesus is the healer, as He went forth and with authority and with power healed the sick. He cast out the devils and released the healing power of God. The way you and I do it is through the authority delegated to us through the name of Jesus. The name, through faith in that name, will release the healing power. Now it is faith that's going to release it, and it is faith that is going to receive it. Remember that He said to those, the blind men and so many different ones, as we've talked about, your faith has made you whole. As you have believed, so be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. Your faith is going to receive from the Lord. And it's important that you understand that you have to exercise your faith. You have a general spirit of faith, and then you exercise your faith by doing the Word of God. You hear the Word of God that gives you a specific faith on healing, then you act upon the Word to put it in operation. In 2 Chronicles 16:12, Asa did not seek the Lord, but he sought the physicians only, and he ended up dying. We're not against physicians, but you better seek the Lord, because the physicians, all they're doing is dealing with things in the natural realm, and they're not dealing with the source or the cause of it, which is, of course, the cause is through sin, and the source of it, as far as what's enforcing it, are the evil spirits that come in, because Satan is the one who brings these things against people. Also, he can, of course, come against you just directly if you do not resist him, and if you are not taking authority over the works of the enemy. If you will cast out all the spirits that have come in you, and they've come in from three general ways, inheritance, your own sins, or victimization, as well as take hold of the healing power of God, or receive the healing power of God, then you will see the victory. Spiritual power must be brought forth to deal with the enemy. Now, remember the fact that healing is a process, and that you are going to take hold of the mercy of God, the healing mercy of God that's available. Remember, the mercies of God are new every morning, and that's God's love and action towards you, which is healing. Remember, the blind men were calling out for mercy. And why? Because they knew that that was the healing power that would flow forth into them when mercy was released. You receive healing through different means, and remember that deliverance is one thing and healing is another thing. Deliverance is casting out the evil spirits, which are the root cause of the problem in most all cases, especially from inheritance or your own sins. Then you also are to receive healing if the casting out of the spirits does not solve the problem. The hindrance is just praying one time and thinking that that's done and I'm just supposed to stand. No, you continually pray, as we talked about Mark 11:24 and all the major prayer scriptures. Mark 11:23, speaking of the mountain, present tense of the verb. Hebrews 4:14, present tense of the verb. Romans 4:17, present tense of the verb. All these things, casting out the evil spirits, Mark 1:25, Mark 9:25, all of these are in the present tense, continuous, repeated action. In other words, you continually pray with authority to cast out the spirits and pray to take hold of the healing power of God with your faith. Jesus ministered the man who was blind. The one time, laying his hands on him, he saw men as trees. He didn't say, stand by faith. No, he ministered to him again, and then he was healed. You just continually minister the power of God until the result is accomplished. Another hindrance will be breaking of natural laws. You go drink alcohol, you smoke, you eat a lot of evil things, wrong things that are not going to nourish your body, and you mess up your body, you're going to have problems. Your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you don't want to be sinning against your body and think that you're going to get healed. Also, if you've been involved in fornication, you have to cast out the spirits that have come in from that. Just because you confessed your sin didn't get rid of it, as well as if you're involved in witchcraft. Just because you renounced it didn't get rid of your problems. The spirits are still there, and you're going to have to deal with these spirits and cast them out. People think that God's in control of all things, and they're waiting for Him to heal them. Well, God has given you authority over the devil and told you to cast him out. He's given you the authority over sickness and disease, and he told you to come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of the mercy. People think God's in control of all things. They're waiting for him to do things. No, the devil's out there doing things as well. Or people think that wait for God to do such and such. He's waiting on you to put your faith in operation because he's not holding anything back. He withholds no good thing to those that walk uprightly. Remember Paul's thorn? He goes to the Lord and he wants him to get rid of this thing for him. He sought him three times to get rid of this thing to be removed. And God turned around and said, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. My favor is sufficient for you. You're supposed to deal with this thing by casting it out. And that's exactly what he learned, because he got beat up on the first missionary journey. But he learned he was supposed to take authority over the enemy, and he overcame the enemy, and the enemy was put underfoot, and he had a successful journey after that. You must understand that God is waiting for you to put your faith in operation. And don't ever think that God's holding anything back. He is not withholding anything. It is absolutely the will of God for you to be healed. Remember, all things are possible to him that believeth, and according to your faith, it will be unto you. And don't fall for any of the lying traditions of men that think that God's correcting you with sickness or sickness is affliction. God's just putting this affliction on me. No, he's not doing any of that. Or the fact that it's to teach me something. No, sickness is not teaching you anything. It's working to bring destruction against you in your life. God does not use the devil to do all these evil things to a person. So don't fall for the traditions of men. They make the word of God of none effect. Now, questions about healing that come up a lot of times. What about medication and doctors? We already mentioned that. They work in the natural, and there's no conflict. Just operate in the spirit and watch God bring forth the victory. Another thing is that, well, I believe, but I haven't seen the results. Well, believing is not the answer. Believing's part of it. You believe, and then you must act on the word by doing what the word says. That's why you got to be a hearer, which will enable you to believe, but then you must be a doer by either casting out the spirits or taking hold of the healing power of God or receiving it in some aspect. Here's another question. I got prayed for and the pain left, but then it came back. Why? Well, the reason is because there was something in you that caused the problem to show up again. It wasn't something coming back. It was what was still in you manifested the problem. And this is what happens when people do not cast out the spirits, because healing is one thing, deliverance is another. As you cast out the spirits, you will be delivered from the root cause, and then you release healing in to restore the effects of it. If you just had healing and it restored the effects of it, but the spirits aren't cast out, they will just re-manifest the problem at some point. And that's exactly what happens. This is why you have to cast out these spirits. These problems are not coming back. They're just manifesting again. Here's another question or comment that comes up. I prayed and didn't see the change. Why? Obviously, we didn't do what was necessary. There's some reason. It's not God holding it back. And don't think that the devil, can stop you. If you have authority over him, which you do, you can overcome the enemy. But you do have to get into casting out all the spirits. And it is a process of warring a good warfare, fighting the good fight of faith, driving all the enemies out. When you get rid of them all, you will see the change. You might say, so-and-so got healed, but I didn't. Why? Well, obviously, so-and-so exercised their faith, or they did the things of the Word of God, and perhaps you didn't. At the same time, maybe he has done such and such, and you have too. But maybe he didn't have as many spirits, or maybe his situation was a little bit easier, because there's different levels of strengths of spirits, as well as what factors of what you're dealing with, especially if it's from inheritance. So just know that if God healed one, he'll heal you. But if he didn't heal you yet, there's probably a reason. You might have to cast out spirits more until they're all gone, or there may be some other factors involved. But one thing's for sure, God will heal you. You just got to find out, what do I need to do in this situation to get the victory? Here's another one. Well, I've been casting out, but I haven't seen the change yet. Well, obviously, what it tells you is they're not all gone. Don't think that just casting out a little bit solves the whole problem. No, you've got to cast out all the spirits until they're all gone. Very important. Do we want to just give you some testimonies for the last couple minutes here? The Lord will heal you. And I've watched the Lord bring forth tremendous healings and deliverances and victory. We've seen 20 people healed of cancer. We've seen people healed of diabetes, high blood pressure, seizures, heart problems, tumors, cysts, growths, deafness, arthritis, all these things. We've seen people set free from injuries, from broken bones, back injuries, neck injuries, from accidents, all these kind of things. We've seen people set free from spirits of infirmity that have been cast out, eliminated problems where they were always getting sick in a particular area. We've seen people set free from thyroid problems, migraine, headaches, inflammation, glaucoma, all kinds of areas. And the Lord will bring forth healing and restoration for you. As we have seen, one man had a burning skin inflammation for 40 years. We cast out the spirits. He was healed and restored. Another one had migraine headaches for years. We cast out the spirits. It took a while until they were all gone and they were healed. We've seen so many different people with heart problems, heart attack effects, angina, blocked artery, all kinds of different problems, a mitral valve prolapse. It's all spirits. You have to cast them all out till they're all gone. We had one person that was legally blind, cast out, and was able to see 20/20. We had a person over in Africa that we cast out the spirits out of, that was blind from birth, and they were able to see. We've seen healings of glaucoma, healings of people with eye diseases, as the demons have been cast out. People with hearing impairment, and they've been healed. Rheumatoid arthritis, bone spurs, asthma, all of these things, bowel obstruction, cast out the spirits, and they're gone. Joint pain, arthritic problems, bursitis problems. These are just all testimonies of people that have been liberated. One particular person had high blood pressure for years, cast out the spirits, and was set free. And so God will heal you. God will deliver you. He will set you free. If you will cast out all the spirits, and if you will take hold of the healing power of God, and do it continuously until you see the results, you will see that the mercy of God will manifest, and you will see that God will heal you, restore you, and make you whole. And where we all want to come to the place of is driving everything out, so we come to the place of being healed and living in divine health, so that no plague comes nigh our dwelling. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, fears, learning disabilities, as well as trauma from physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, rejected in life, and breaking inherited generational curses. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.